Housing Sales, that on Marketplace, that's next.
From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Mixed news today in the housing market. For the first time in 6 months, sales of new homes actually increased last month, but the prices of houses dropped dramatically. Marketplace's Amy Scott is here now to talk about the numbers. And so, Amy, does this mean we're at the bottom end of this housing crisis and are now clawing our way out of it?
Well, not necessarily. As you said, the numbers are mixed. The Commerce Department did report today that sales of new homes rose by more than 3% last month. And it is the first increase we've seen in half a year, but it is just 1 month and it's just new homes. Last week, the National Association of Realtors reported that sales of existing homes fell by 1% in April. And today there's news that home prices fell more than 14% in the first quarter of this year compared to the same time last year. That's according to the Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Index. And that rate of decline in home prices is five times what it was in the last housing recession.
Well, tell us more about these price declines. What's behind it?
Well, part of it is this surge in foreclosures we've been seeing. As more homes sit vacant, that drags prices down really in whole neighborhoods. But I spoke earlier with Chris Mayer. He directs the Milstein Center for Real Estate at Columbia Business School. And Mayer says the bigger problem is this credit crunch you've been hearing so much about. People who would be buying these homes can't get loans as lenders have tightened their standards and really run into trouble raising their own financing.
They simply can't raise any money to make mortgages at the moment. And that's the real big problem. We lost $1 trillion a year in credit to housing in the last year. And that has not been easy to replace.
And Madeline, the reason these price declines are so disastrous is that many people now owe more on their mortgages than their homes are worth, which leads to more foreclosures and more price declines. And the housing market is really weighing on consumers. The Conference Board reported today that this month its consumer confidence index fell to its lowest level in almost 16 years.
Let's go back to that increase in housing sales in April, new home sales. Any evidence that falling prices are luring people into the market?
There is some. The Wall Street Journal reports today that in some of the areas hardest hit by foreclosures, like Las Vegas and Detroit, home sales have risen significantly. They're up 48% in Detroit, 41% in Sacramento County, California. But Chris Mayer says there are so many vacant homes on the market right now that it's going to take a long time before we see a market that's anything like normal.
Thank you, Amy. That's Amy Scott of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace.
It's the movers and the shakers, those folks who think outside the box. They're the ones who can turn an industry upside down or inside out. And we're going to profile them. It'll be a semi-regular series we call The Shakeup, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
Support for Day to Day's Marketplace Report comes from Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a financial services organization providing nearly 3 million members with financial products and services, online at thrivent.com.